Thanks for joining me. Heading back to your calls very shortly. Collingwood, Nathan Buckley, their coach, has spoken, and he said this. So we're trying to get the audio sorted, but I can actually read from the press release and the Collingwood Twitter feed. Nathan Buckley said on Side, Bottom and Done, "I found out Sunday evening what we understand was that decisions were made in support of Howie when we got back from GWS, and then a few bad decisions were made beyond that, and as a result, breaching the AFL return to play protocols." Nathan Buckley also said both players have been tested and come back negative. Lyndon has had a second subsequent test and came back into the club today. Steele awaits to hear when he can come back to the club. He's quite embarrassed by the situation, Buckley says. This is still side bottom. He's remorseful for the decision he made. His development as a young man is second to none. This is an event and not a pattern. We're trying to support Steele through this. Mark McGowan from AFL.com watched the press conference and was first to report on this, I reckon. Mark, welcome to the program. Great to have you on. Yeah, there, Mark. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dwayne. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. So Bucks has spoken. The AFL has to hand out a penalty yet, from what we understand, yeah?
No, not yet. There's a chance it could happen today. There's an equal chance we'll see it tomorrow, but at worst, there'll be a result by Thursday. So that's all that we're waiting for now. Obviously, we've heard what the players both did. Bucks has spoken just now. And so all we're waiting for now is what the damage is going to be. But I think we can expect Lyndon Dunn. It's unlikely he would get more than one game, but we're looking at a multi-game ban for Steele. It just depends whether that's 2, 3, 4. All that's still to be decided.
So there were multiple breaches by Steele as opposed to Lyndon Dunn. Is that the way it has unfolded? Collingwood have admitted that?
Yes, that's the case. So there's a little bit of debate around the first breach. So we're looking at 3 potential breaches. So the first of those is them spending more than 2 hours at Jeremy Howe's house. But there's also a little bit of debate around that because there is a clause in the AFL's protocols that allow for players to attend someone else's house outside of a family member if it's for compassionate reasons. But generally, in that case, they need to have special permission from the club. So that's still to be decided, but that could play in their favour. But beyond that, the 2 breaches that are clear and cannot be debated, Lyndon Dunn and Steele Sidebottom shared an Uber to Lyndon Dunn's house. Straight away, that's a breach because no AFL player is allowed to be involved in any rideshare transport. Now, that's where Lyndon Dunn's night ended. He went into his home. That was the end. Steele Sidebottom has then continued on in the Uber to Daniel Wells' house, who, obviously, as we know, a former player himself, but he's now a part-time employee at Collingwood. But the problem with that is he's not one of the staff members at Collingwood who has approval to have contact with players. So that's the next breach in itself. Now, Steele has stayed the night at Daniel Wells' property. Then the next morning when he's trying to get home, police have spotted him outside the property and he's been driven home. So in Williamstown he was at that stage. So that's where the story ends, but obviously there's a fair bit to play out, as we said at the top, with the sanctions and how heavy the AFL goes with them.
So do we know why the police decided to take him home or why the police even spoke to him?
They just came across him while he was outside at sort of 7:30 in the morning. It was about 7:30 in the morning on Sunday.
Plenty of people outside at 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday, though. What do they say? It's still side bottom. Let's have a chat. Did they? What? Trying to work out why they stopped.
Yeah, there's a little bit more to it than that. I probably don't want to go too much into that right now, Dwayne, but there is a little bit more to that and why police would have, I guess, he would have pricked their interest a little bit. But at this stage, I probably don't want to go too much into that. But obviously, at that stage, police came across him, spoke to him. There were no charges. They got him in the car. They drove him home. So that's the end of it. From there, the Collingwood Football Club has self-reported to the AFL. They were interviewed the following day, which was yesterday. And then there's been negotiations going on. Well, I say negotiations. There's been discussions going on between Collingwood and the AFL since then. The AFLPA is also involved. They put a submission in, which includes sort of mitigating factors that might help their cause and lessen their ban. But again, all of that is still to be decided. But I think it's pretty clear that Steele is looking at multiple games.
So do you know if Collingwood gave permission for the compassionate reason to go and visit Jeremy Howe or not? Did their COVID officer say it was okay?
That hasn't been confirmed. It hasn't been confirmed.
Okay.
And that's where there's a little bit of that debate around whether that's going to be okay. Because if they have received some permission or the green light, however you want to word it, for them to go to Jeremy Howe's house, obviously he had that serious knee injury the night before, so they were there supporting him in some ways. So that potentially does go under that compassionate umbrella. But again, as I said at the top, they have to have permission from the club to be able to still do that. So that's where there's a little bit of grey area there. So whether they got that permission or not, and whether the AFL is going to accept that as a possible way of scratching that first breach, which would bring it down from three breaches to two, which more so in Steele's case, will certainly help him in reducing that that ban.
Great stuff, Mark. I appreciate you jumping on the line. Mark McGowan from AFL.com on that Steele side bottom.